Heidi and Frank show. We have an internal memo. I thought it was addressed to the entire company, but I guess it was just meant for the morning show staff.
Oh, goody.
Which means us.
Right.
Eric, you want to read what was sent?
Sure. It starts off to all KLOS morning staff.
That's us.
It has come to my attention that during the morning hours in the building, the men using the bathrooms are not flushing the urinals. During our meetings in the morning, we have clients using these bathrooms. These clients do not want to smell the salty asparagus pee that you are leaving behind in the urinal.
Oh.
If you use a urinal, flush it! Exclamation point. That is what those silver handles are for. Some of you may want to check your vitamin intake and incorporate more water in your diet.
Oh my God, you've got to be kidding me.
P.S. It's signed by such and such. P.S. Please do not put paper towels or Q-tips into the urinals. No matter where you are, urinals don't flush like that. Don't be stupid.
Okay, God, there's so much here. Did they sign P.S.P.E.S.? I would have.
Well, what's the S stand for? P.S.
Ooh, if you're S-ing in the urinal, then you got major problems.
That's why I don't give any, I guess, clout to this, because I've worked at a radio station before. Well, people would poop in the urinals, and people would stuff the toilets with newspapers, and we had no idea who it was. So somebody not getting enough water in their diet, it's a little orangey. This is nothing compared to places I've worked for in the past.
Because I have not been to the men's room, contrary to popular belief. What would a Q-tip be in a urinal for? You're doing your own STD swab before you head into the studio in the morning? Let me get this here. Go ahead.
Give me a little chimney sweep
at
going
home,
on.
At home. STD. I don't. Or what, are you in there cleaning your ears and then just a Q-tip?
I don't know. There's no Q-tips available in there, so someone had to carry them in there. But it is nasty. And here's the thing about these urinals, to whoever this may be, is that when you do flush it, they fill up, and they never really go back down. I don't understand. I mean, it's not like a toilet where it's, and then it goes away, and then it just fills up slowly. This these kind of fill up with water, and then they stay there, and then just down slow.
Oh.
And so there's no complete flushing of it
that
anyway.
That sounds like they need to clean the pipes. That should flush immediately.
Oh, really? Clean something around here?
Oh, yeah, good point. Well, listen, I'm going to put out an internal memo. Not so much internal, but I'll put out...
So wait, who's responsible first? Who is going in there and after a night of asparagus and low vitamin intake?
Or high vitamin, because it's like...
Oh, yeah, super vitamin intake.
The big moral of this email is that he wants everyone to flush the urinal every time they use it. Do you flush the urinal every time you go?
I do.
You do?
So it's not me. I do, but I say they don't flush properly. They just fill up. Like, you're praying for the thing not to overflow.
And then
you can't log jam a urinal, and if you can, go to the doctor.
Yeah, you got stones or something.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't know everybody flushed urinals.
So it's you.
I didn't know it was a thing. I thought when it's yellow, let it mellow. When it's brown, flush it down. And a urinal should always be yellow.
No.
But what do you think the silver handles are for?
Like you said, people who want to get dirty, nasty hands when they touch those silver handles.
Use your foot to flush it.
On a urinal.
Yeah.
All right. Commercial break. We're walking in there, and you're going to
high kick. Not a problem.
No,
those
you
damn
are,
silver
Eric.
Handles.
You're going to videotape you trying to high kick the urinal handle.
So I guess it is me. I just didn't know
everybody. It was you last time who was peeing all over the seat, too.
That might have been
Wait a second. So you do occasionally use urinals?
I do. If nobody's in there, I use a urinal. I prefer a urinal if no one is in the restroom. If it's all mine, then I will just dance around and find the exact right one for me. It'll be like three little bears, but it's three little stalls.
Oh, my Lord.
So stop it. All right? Flush it. Every
drink
time.
More water. You don't drink any
With my
water.
Foot.
I don't see you drinking any water.
No, I don't. I ever never drink water.
So he's got smelly pee, and he has no sense of smell, so he doesn't even know when he's peeing. Like, whew, when I get back in there, I should drink some water. He doesn't know.
It is kind of gross, though, when you walk up, and there's just that little, just yellow. And then somebody else goes, and then it gets, rusty orange, and then it just stinks, and you're like, oh, God. And then it's got covered with hairs. Everywhere, I'm like, who's in here combing their hairs out?
Oh my God, I'm nauseous right now.
Would it kill anybody to throw mint in here?
Do they not have urinal cakes?
No.
Well, I don't know. You always talk about those little things that are like freshening in the...
You don't even have photo cards of yourself, Heidi.
That's true. We ran out and they don't have the budget for a...
Actually...
I have to sign napkins at events.
Actually, your photo cards have doubled as urinal cakes. They're all actually...
Oh, that's nice.
They're all in there. Oh. It's like, aim here so no splatters.
Right,
aim at Heidi.
Right. Here to help.
All
also
right.
Don't have any rat problem in there either, do they? No, they don't.
We'll do our best. So you were going to bring up an issue?
Well, I mean, if we're putting out memos, the ladies' bathroom is absolutely disgusting. I don't understand who you pigs are. I really don't. If you go number two, okay, go.
Women do that at work?
Oh, yeah. Then some women just decide that...
why wouldn't you go before work, ladies?
I don't know. Maybe they had a bran muffin and a cup of coffee on the way in.
Why would you have a bran muffin and a cup of coffee on the way in?
I don't know. Have the bran muffin and a cup of coffee at home in the comfort of your own home and then go.
You should barely nibble on a Pop-Tart all day long. That way when you get home, then you can pinch off or something, but not at work, ladies.
No, it's...
Company memo.
They'll go, and then they just get up and leave.
Why do you think that is? They forget.
How do you forget?
I don't. Believe me, I have no idea how you forget.
Talk about short-term memory loss. Have that checked.
So you went to the bathroom today.
Uh-huh.
Were there any
I went in to go to stall witnesses? Number two. That's usually my stall. I like number two, stall number two.
Makes sense.
For number one. And somebody had their special friend who comes once a month.
Oh.
If you're, under 50. Sometimes if you're over 50, once or twice a year, it still comes. But a little friend came to visit, and a little Stuart Little.
So I guess we've eliminated the KABC staff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's probably somebody from over here. And, left a little Stuart Little just there. And Stuart Little looked like he'd been involved in some sort of accident.
Oh, okay.
And,
my God.
You just get up and walk away.
And the excuse on the first memo is that there are clients here, you know, who are dying by advertising because of the success of the station.
Right.
That's how it works, folks. People just knocking on the door, can't sell enough, can't play enough. That people are going to the bathroom and smelling stale urine in the urinals. But if a female client comes in, she goes to the female bathroom.
I think women are way more grossed out by stuff. Like, guys are like, oh, we can do it. I don't know. Who cares? You know, but I'm a nice girl who's going to the bathroom and thinking of spending my hard-earned money here. And I go in and I'm witnessing that kind of stuff. I'm like, are you kidding me? How can I trust you with my business when I can't trust you with your own?
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
When they don't bother flushing, is there even toilet paper?
Yeah, usually toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple steps that happen that you probably should realize what you just did.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did use toilet paper, then you understand what happened back
then. And
there.
If you go and maybe you do flush, hang around for an extra 10 seconds to make sure it's all gone bye-bye. Because sometimes you see, oh, they did flush and it just went, no, coming back. Here I am. Bye-bye. So wait a second and go, all right, it's like I was never here. Wash your hands and leave.
But can't you tell from what just happened if you need to wait around or not? You know what I mean. If it was, okay, step one, step two is cleanup. Step three, based on step one and two, I know if I need to look around, stick around or not.
Well, not always. No. Not always. You're like, well, that should have... Must be a bad plumbing system here. And then you go another.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting. It's awful. So that's my memo. I'm not sending it through an intercompany privately, quietly. I'm doing it right here. It needs to stop.
Address to who? Lady Pigs of the station?
Yeah, Lady Pigs or Lady Pig visitors. I don't know who it is. I can't. I mean, unless I'm...
It's early. Right now, you said there's one right now. So we're the only ones here. So it's either you or Sammy.
Unless it was... And it's... I can promise you it's not me. And I don't think it's Sammy either.
The dish staff. Oh, somebody.
Or...
Somebody log jam.
Or It was from last night.
Ew.
Which is likely or middle of the night. Who's here?
Melissa Maxey.
Oh, Melissa, I hope you're still sleeping because that's... Yeah, she's still sleeping. How dare you?
Dare me? You led me down the road saying somebody was visiting Melissa Maxey last night.
Oh, Melissa, I apologize. I'm going to go on record and say...
You said it was last night. You blamed her.
But maybe I said, or a visitor. Who was on Melissa's show? Ding, ding, ding. Who was on Melissa's show last night?
All right. Company memos. Aren't they fun?
Oh, my God.
All right. When we come back, it's Mystery News Theater. Stick around. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.